Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about where we're headed now. The rest of this hour, folks, we've got a couple of outstanding individuals. Two great Americans are joining us right now. And I want to introduce the Democrat first. Bill Brandt is back and a longtime Brain Trust member going back to 02. He's the president of Development Specialists Incorporated. We talked a lot about business, politics, the economy with Bill over the years. And he's here to help us celebrate the 100th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's birthday. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good morning to all. And good to have you back.
Good to have you back. Rich Galen, folks, is also with us. As you know, he's our one of our Republican operatives. He's the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column. He's a former aide to Newt Gingrich, and he's the guy who's been plowing and tilling the Republican fields out there for a long time. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be with both of you.
Say hi to Bill.
Hi, Bill. Thank you.
Hello, Rich.
All right, guys. You both are old enough to, you know, I have to think about this. When, you know, Ronald Reagan hasn't been president for, you know, his presidency was clearly over 20 years ago. So, you know, I got some people in my brain trust who don't remember Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, you might as well say FDR.
Right. But both of you do. In fact, Rich remembers Lincoln. But but I wanted...
I'm from Chicago. I voted for him twice.
I always knew you were a pragmatic individual.
And you can't, and you'll be able to vote for him in Chicago for decades to come.
Anyway, folks, back to trying to get some kind of control here with these two guys. What do you think? I'm going to let the Democrat go first. Bill Brandt, what is Ronald Reagan's legacy today?
Civility. There's a lot that Rich and I could have on a substantive debate basis about Ronald's policies and the deficits and what the first President Bush called voodoo economics. But apart from all of that, most people, including me, genuinely liked the man. And while you could be, as I think Rich pointed out just before we got on the air, you could be at odds with him politically. He was a fine gentleman. My guess is, although I never played golf with him, I would have loved to have played a round of golf with him or spent some time with him. He was just a raconteur. And you could argue politics incessantly. He had a different worldview than the folks in my camp. But at least, after 5 o'clock, as Tip O'Neill said, you could have a few Manhattans and talk about it and talk about other things. And,
right.
and that is what's sadly lacking in the world today.
Rich, did you ever meet Ronald Reagan?
I did, and he is one of the, being 5'6" and change, I have the Napoleon complex, and it's not easy to intimidate me, but he was one of the very few people on the planet I've ever been around that used to just intimidate me just by being around him, because, well, first of all, he was a physically, you know, big guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when he walked into the room, whatever room, when he was, probably never knew him when he was governor, but when he was president, I mean, there was no question in anybody's mind that the president of the United States had just walked in. I mean, it was just an astonishing thing. But you know what Bill is saying is exactly right. He wouldn't have known me from Adam. I mean, he recognized me because I was around enough. But he wouldn't ever call me, not like George W. who knows me by name. But but he just made everybody feel comfortable. You know, good about being in with him. And as Bill said, whether you agreed with him or not, you know, you got your say, and then he would make up his mind, and then everybody marched out sharply. But
charisma is what you guys are. I think I hear you saying charisma. And
I'm sure they all have charisma, though, Jim. I mean, Clinton has all of them. If you get around,
yeah, I was going to say, Bill Clinton has an element of that. I agree with that.
You can't, and Newt does too. I mean, and, you know, Rich's former boss. You can't get to that level without having a certain personality magnetism, and Reagan certainly had that. But beyond just charisma, the man was a fellow who exuded civility, and this is my 9-to-5 day job, and I believe in this, but that doesn't prevent me from asking about your kids asking about your wife and having a genuine interest in life outside the white lines.
You know, the thing that's impressed me is how it's come out now about how many letters this man wrote.
Rich. Yeah, the whole Dear Ronnie book. The letters between
it's incredible, the letters he wrote. And the correspondences that he kept up with people. Yeah. Regular folks.
Well, I think that's part of, I mean, it's a different time. I mean, it's been, as you say, he took office in January of 1981.
Yeah, 3 years.
So we're closing on 30 years, a little over 30 years. And the world has certainly changed and shrunk in that time. But I think what we're both saying is that by keeping in contact with other people, by not allowing himself to be totally shut into the presidential bubble,
right,
it gave him a different view and maybe a different grounding.
He used the post
than the
office.
Presidents who have come past.
He used the post office to stay grounded. Rich, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. We come back. I'm going to ask Bill and Rich about how history is treating Ronald Reagan. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.